Welcome to Beyond Legends, a weekly family-friendly exploration into the origins and stories of some of our favorite cryptids, myths, mysteries, and beyond legends. I'm Allie.
I'm Felix.
What's up, Felix?
Nothing much. I just got home from school. Nothing bad. I had a pretty good day. How was your day?
My day was great. Thanks for asking. Are you excited to start this podcast?
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm not going to be like a special guest. I'm on every episode, so.
Yeah. We're co-hosting this podcast.
We're hosting it.
Yep. You're not a guest.
I'm a host.
We are definitely co-hosting this podcast.
If I'm like sick or something when this happens, I'll have my brother fill in for me or something.
That's an interesting idea.
We might have some special guests, like my dad. Sometimes he might come on. I'm not sure. But if he does come on, he's going to be you guys' skeptic. If you guys don't believe in ghosts and stuff, I bet you're probably on his side. So,
yeah, I think what we'll probably do is have some times where there are people who have extra knowledge.
Like my brother.
Yeah, we might have some special guests featured on the podcast who might have some extra knowledge or insight into different things. So we probably will have space for skeptics at certain points, or if somebody has a lot of knowledge about, I don't know, Bigfoot or something, we could bring them on and try and pick their brains, not literally, about their knowledge.
Don't be a zombie and steal their brains.
Don't be a zombie. We can cover zombies too.
Oh, yeah. I guess they count as cryptids.
Well, and this is going to be like about folklore and legends and mysteries and myths.
Oh,
so we're going to cover like the Green Children.
The Green Children aren't cryptids, but they kind of remind me of trees. They're super green.
So as we mentioned in the intro, every week I'll present a topic and share the origin stories of some of our favorite unsolved mysteries. But first, I thought it might be nice if we had a little getting to know you episode. Felix, are you ready to share your thoughts with our new friends?
Sure.
Great. Let's go.
You go first.
What is your current favorite food?
My current favorite food is mac and cheese.
That's a good one.
Yum, yum, yum.
I really like gnocchi.
I don't know what that is, but I'll try it tonight.
It's not going to be tonight, but we're going to make some soon. It's like potato pasta.
Oh.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Do you have any idea?
I don't have a logical idea right now.
What's your illogical idea?
An inventor.
That'd be really cool.
So I can like build robots and stuff.
Yeah, you were sharing some of your robot plans with me earlier.
Yeah. Robots are actually buildable. Like, you just build a metal body, put some circuits and wires in it, hook it up to a computer inside it, type in your command, and then the robot functions. And it does what you want it to do. Your robot functions.
It sounds like you have a pretty solid idea of robots.
Yeah, like, most inventors would probably agree with me on this.
Yeah. What's your favorite cryptid?
My favorite cryptid is... Wow, this is a hard one.
I know, I'm really jumping in.
Maybe Bigfoot? He's really common.
Yeah.
He's like the common... Actually, the Wendigo.
Ooh, Wendigo.
Also known as a skinwalker.
What do you find fascinating about the Wendigo?
I like how it's kind of like a bone deer goat structure thing. Like, I like how the bones are still connected to the body. I think that's cool. Because your bones can't connect when you don't have flesh or muscles. Your muscles keep your bones together.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's stop talking about gross science.
So some of this will be gross science, but I think it'll be good to maybe share with people if we start getting into anything too scary. For me, my favorite cryptid right now, I'm going to say the Wampus.
What is Wampus again? Oh, yeah, the giant... we have a cat named Mowgli. He's very furry and all that stuff. He kind of looks like the lion from Jumanji. If you have watched the movie Jumanji, there's a lion. A wampus looks like that, but very fluffy. And we'd probably take a picture of our cat and make him really big and put him on a poster or something.
That could be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'd have a wampus poster.
All right, so what type of ice cream do you think Bigfoot would eat?
I think like the dog book, he would take vanilla ice cream, drop it on the floor and leave it there for 5 weeks, and then eat it.
I think that would just be a sticky mess.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd put sprinkles on it or anything?
No, I think he would squash dead flies and put it on it.
Nice. I think that Bigfoot would like Rocky Road ice cream. Do you know what Rocky Road ice cream is?
N-O.
So Rocky Road is like chocolate, but it also has marshmallows in it. It's got like a bunch of stuff in it and nuts, I think.
Ooh, maybe he would eat the whale blubber ice cream.
Oh, right.
From New England a long time ago.
From England.
In like the 19th century or something.
Yeah, shout out to Forever Ago. They have a whole podcast about historical facts.
Yeah, I really like Forever Ago. You guys should probably check it out.
They have a whole episode about the history of ice cream.
And there's whale blubber ice cream. Like, people a long time ago, they used whale blubber for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Whales almost went extinct because people were killing too many of them, so.
I don't remember that part of the story.
Ooh, maybe Bigfoot would, like, the apples on a stick, and then he would cover it with, like, poop or something.
Ugh. He is supposed to be pretty stinky. So.
He is really stinky. I drew a picture of him, and he has stink lines coming off him and flies around him. That might be on the cover for one of our episodes.
Yeah, maybe on the Bigfoot episode.
I am drawing those. Yeah, so.
You're going to draw the podcast art, which I think is really cool.
If you had to be a cryptid, what cryptid would you be? Your cryptid. I asked it for you.
Thank you. So I guess to answer that question, if I were to be a cryptid, I would probably make my own cryptid.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying.
I think for me, if I looked like a cryptid, I would be tall because I'm not in real life. But I would be tall as a cryptid, and I would be dark purple. I'd have dark purple fuzz all over me, and I would have like a deer face and ears, kinda but like goat horns, kind of like the Wendigo. But I would have giant bat wings, so I could fly around, and they'd be all soft and fuzzy. So if you could be a cryptid, what would you look like, and would you have any special powers?
I'd kind of be like the, I'd be like a giant tails or something with one tail. And like my superpowers, I can use electricity and I can make electronics on my side. And like I'm the king of electronics. I'm also a fox. I'm really sneaky.
So when you say you'd be like Tails, do you mean Tails from Sonic?
Yeah.
And you're super sneaky?
Yes, except I can't fly and I look a lot more orange. You might see that picture on the cover or something. Or you might see it at one point.
Yeah, maybe. What cryptids or mysteries or what are you interested in learning about and exploring on the podcast?
Nothing really. I'm just here to learn about cryptids and like I love all the cryptids. It's just I'm here to be here and so I'm not on technology for the rest of my life.
I mean I think this is kind of like being extra on technology.
this doesn't count as technology. I'm using a microphone.
That's true. I mean, microphones are kind of like technology, but it's not quite the same.
You're not staring at a screen. You're That's using true. A microphone and looking out the window.
Yeah, or at each songs. Other.
True. Looking at anything except a TV. Don't watch TV while you're filming a podcast. Interruptions are terrible.
It's true.
I tell you, terrible.
So, let's see. What other questions do I have? Do you think any of the stories will be especially spooky or scary?
Sometimes. So, we might put on the thing for, like, listen or beware, you're in for a scare, because we'll say that when the video starts, just so you get a heads up that it might be kind of scary.
Yeah, for scary episodes. I was also thinking we could have, at the end of each episode, a Felix scare rating. So on a scale of like 0 to 10, you could tell us how scary something is, and then we can include that in the show notes. So that way parents know, okay, this is the topic we're talking about, and this is Felix's scare rating.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hungry would your cryptid get?
Oh, my
before,
cryptid?
Before you, like, you're like, I'm hungry. Like, would you have a really big stomach or a really small stomach?
I think my cryptid would eat a lot of food all at one time.
Like elk or something? Or like a sheep?
More than that. Like, I think more like a bear, you know, coming out of hibernation.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'd eat a ton of food and then we'd go take a nap. Probably hanging upside down in a tree like a bat, because I have giant bat wings. What about you? Would your cryptid be... I feel like foxes in our normal lives eat, like, what they can when they can. Would your cryptid be the same way, or would your cryptid want to eat a lot of food all at one time?
I think I'd just eat berries, and I'd help wandering travelers or something.
That's nice. It's really nice of you. I feel like most cryptids try and stay away from travelers and are like, don't look at me, you know.
I'm going to, like, live in New York, so I'm very much noticed.
All right, friends, it is time for us to end the show, but we would love it if you would rate, review, and subscribe to our brand new show.
We would love it. Thank you, dear viewers.
We will see you next week with our first regular episode.
This is just like a 12-minute intro.
In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram at Beyond Legends Podcast, where we will have special episode art featuring Felix's amazing artwork.
Yay!
Every week.
We'll see you later. Bye.